Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Let's play two.
Back! Back! Back!
Way back! It might be! It could be! It is! Holy cow!
The fly! He scores! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Ball! Game! Over! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Welcome to the Cubs Talk Podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. I thought it'd be fun to get to know some of the faces and personalities that make up the Cubs baseball experience. In this particular instance, it's all about the fingers. Gary Pressey has been playing the organ at Wrigley Field for more than 30 years. In fact, this is the fourth decade of Cubs baseball with Gary making music at the ballpark. It's one of the first things you hear when you walk up those steps or through the turnstiles, the old school, timeless sound of an organ at a baseball game. It's still part of the great, rich tradition at Clark and Addison. So I walked up to the press box recently to find Wrigley's musical Iron Man. Gary, when was the first time you played the organ?
Not at the ball game.
Yeah, just when did you learn to play?
5 years old. 5 years old.
How does a five-year-old pick up playing the organ?
Well, music was always in our family. My grandfather played the violin. His brother was in the New York Philharmonica. So I guess God gave me the little piece of talent to fulfill. And I've always enjoyed baseball and music. And at an early age, I couldn't hit a 2-0 fastball. I said, well, I'm not playing, so I might as well try to play the organ for a professional team.
But baseball came first for you before the organ? You obviously love both.
Yeah, well, probably simultaneously, because when you're 5 years old, that's when you start maybe understanding baseball a little bit. But definitely the organ. I actually started playing the piano when I was 4 and a half for 6 months, and then I changed to the organ.
You play so many great songs throughout the game. What makes playing the organ, it's one of the last ballparks, but what makes it so special to play it here at Wrigley?
Yeah, and it's also the first ballpark to have an organ. They had an organ in 1941 for one ball game. But, you know, it's Wrigley Field. People walk in, they love the sound, they look at the vines, they look at the big scoreboard, and we have the video screens, and that's great too. So Wrigley Field now is, it's for everybody. Every age group that walks in this park, you went to a game with your father, you went to a game with your grandfather, and then they swap stories, and if my music could add a little subtle situation to it, that's great.
How many consecutive games are you on now? Because you have an Iron Man streak going that even Cal Ripken would be a little bit jealous of.
No, Cal Ripken, he was a ball player. You asked a question. 2,657. Today.
That's a lot. You never take a day off. You ever feel like calling in sick?
Well, once it almost happened, but this was a long time ago. But you just keep plugging away. Every day's you never know what you're going to see at a ballpark. You may see a double no-hitter. You may see a 23-22 game. And so God's blessed me with talent and my health. And so we're here.
How many times do you catch yourself just watching the game? Obviously, you have to watch the game because I know you try to time up. If you're in the stands, you'll hear you play a song sometimes that goes exactly with what's going on the field. That's kind of what makes what you do special. So you have to watch it closely, don't you?
Oh, definitely. You've got to understand the game. You've got to – I'm not a psychiatrist, but you've got to sit – okay, they're losing 3-2 in the bottom of the night. Let's go. Let's get them going. Let's get them cranking up. Not that the crowd needs to get going, because they're by themselves, they're great. But if you can instill even a little bit more for the crowd to get going and influence the ball players, hey, let's do it.
So you play old songs, but you also play new songs. I'll hear Lady Gaga every once in a while, Katy Perry. What are the new songs that you feel like you've kind of mixed into your repertoire?
Sometimes I throw in a Bruno Mars song. I mean, it's good to play everything. And we talked about Wrigley Field, and that is what Wrigley Field is. There's people that are 5 years old. There's people 85 years old, maybe even more than that. And so you've got to try to, shall I say, cater to each age group with their music, and that's what I try to do.
This is not the original organ. How many have you played on here at Wrigley Field?
Three. This one was brought in 2004 after the other one almost saw a World Series. But this one is from 2004. The other one was from 1989 till 2003, and then the other was before that.
Now, on it, I'm looking at it. It says built for customer name. Shouldn't it at least have your name on the organ here? I mean, I feel like you deserve to at least have a nameplate on this organ.
Oh, well, we're going to work on it. And Larry was always great. Unfortunately, they relocated to California now. They used to be in the Chicago area, and I did a lot of work for them. But every organ that's been at Wrigley Field has been a Larry organ.
I know you like to have fun up here. Everybody's replaced by computers. Are you glad you haven't been replaced by a computer? Because I don't think the computer would do it. Right? Robots are out there doing everybody's job. I don't want a robot playing the organ at Wrigley Field.
They're umpiring in the minor leagues. Yeah. No, please. Yeah, we want to stay away from that, because we still, you know, like you were just saying, you try to coordinate what's going on the field. Not all the time, but sometimes what's going on in the field with what you play. And, you know, if you don't, you know, computers maybe can't do that. If they don't have the song sheet or the song music, they can't do that.
Well, they also don't know the personalities of the players or the personality of the teams or what may have happened in games prior to that. Now, I'm sitting in here, and this weekend happens to be a really hot one coming up in Chicago, and I'm thinking, I've been in this press box when it's really cold, real hot. This is such a small little space you have.
Yes, it is.
How often are the elements an issue for you playing the organ at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, well, thank God they say that the hot weather doesn't affect the instrument that much. I guess maybe real cold does. But yeah, we've got a pretty toasty weekend coming up. And we did have a game here once when it was 103 degrees. We survived that, but that's when I was much younger.
But your fingers don't ever get cold?
That, you know, actually, we don't like it when it's going to be 100 degrees, but when it's 35 degrees and the wind's blowing off the lake, that's a problem too. So, you know, we got to cross paths with it and do your best and fight the elements.
Having been through so many, like 33 seasons, is that right?
Exactly, 33rd season, yeah.
33rd season playing at Wrigley Field. Just go back to 2016. What was that World Series run like for you?
Well, I tell you, a lot of people would ask me, what is your favorite game at Wrigley Field, and I would always say there was a game from 2003 or the All-Star game that I did. Well, that's taken off the map, because game 6 with LA here when we won the National League pennant, that tops the cake. We couldn't win the World Series at home, you know.
Yet.
That's right. Maybe this year. But when we won the get to the World Series at home on a Saturday night, Wrigley Field, does it get any better? I guess it would be the World Series, but and then game 5 with Cleveland was, gosh, that was such a classic, close game, and we won game 6 and 7 in Cleveland to win.
Now, I believe the press box is the last thing that will be done for the full renovation of Wrigley Field. Are they getting you a full-size suite? Are you going to have an organ that's going to go from, like, all the way to the left field corner, all the way down?
Like the old stadium, like the old, with the Barton organ, huh? With all the stops. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I'm comfortable with what we have here. And so that's down the line.
Of course, Chicago Stadium and United Center are also known for having the organ play there. Where else have you played professionally at a sporting event?
I used to play the organ for DePaul in the late 70s and early 80s basketball, Loyola basketball, UIC. The Chicago Sting.
Der Sting.
Indoor and outdoor soccer. Outdoor at Soldier Field in some games here, and then indoor at the, you know, I did the games with Nancy Faust. And the Chicago Hustle, for you people who may not know, it was a women's basketball team in the early 80s called the Hustle, and I played the organ for them.
I always wondered if you and Nancy Faust went to dueling piano somewhere and had a showdown. Has that ever happened? And, you know, I think we could make it happen.
Well, I was talking to her. I said, you know, because she called me when we won in 16. Well, I called her when she won in 05. I said, we got to get together. We got to have a Chicago World Series, and you play the top of the inning, I'll play the bottom, or vice versa. She's a great person, such a talent.
Now, you love your sports trivia. You do watch Beer Money, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Would you like to play, but not for the cash?
There you go.
Okay. Here's my first question, $10 question. Do you know who? I won't say who. Okay, let me think of this. I'm picking these out of my head. What number did Sean Dunston wear? Cubs shortstop.
12.
Number 12 is correct.
Wait,
ding.
The
10.
No,
if I had $10, I'd give you $10. Oh, hold on. He's dialing up the Lowry organ here. He's got the keyboard. He's got to turn it on. See, it's not on when you're not in the.
Okay, so I got the right answer.
You got it correct. There it is. We got the ding. So we have the correct answer for number one. Number two, name the three Cubs players that touched the ball on the final pitch of the 2016 World Series.
All right. Well, you had Bryan and Rizzo, and then you had the catcher Montero.
Who would have thrown the ball?
Oh, Montgomery.
Mike Montgomery, right?
He touched the ball, too.
There were three because the ball was hit before he caught it. All right, I'm going to give you that one. Right. Wait, hold on here. There's the ding again.
I had the M right.
It's close enough. Believe me, we get lots of clues on the show. I'll give you the one that I gave Waddle and Sylvie on the radio the other day.
Not a fresh start.
This would have been the $100 question.
Ooh.
Name the two former Cubs with ties to Prospect High School. They went to Prospect High School. And I say Cubs, that could be anybody in the organization.
Okay. That was working for them now? Or
no. Former Cubs.
Okay. Didn't Greg Luzinski, former Cubs.
Yeah, former Cubs.
Dave Kingman
is correct. King Kong Kingman is one.
Now we got to get one more guy.
Yeah.
Luzinski was not with the Cubs. He was with the White Sox.
Yeah. This is more recent, and not a player.
Is he still with the? Because I know the show. They ask questions.
He's not with the Cubs.
He's not with the organization now.
I'll give you his last name's first initial. Like the last name starts with Q.
It's not Quintana.
Last name Q.
I know it ain't Joel Krenfeld.
No. Last 10 years.
Q. Ooh. Looks like, wait a minute, I'm going to get a.
How about managers?
Oh! Quadi.
There it is. Mike Quadi. Very well done.
That's only a dollar I get.
I'm not even giving you a dollar yet.
Right.
We're not playing for cash.
That's right. We're not playing for cash.
How much longer do you think you'll be here at Wrigley Field? Do you have a timetable where you think, you know, that'll be when I wrap it up?
There's a situation. We're gonna see what we do, and I can't say yes and I can't say no, but we'll take it day by day, like they always say, right?
But 35 sounds like a good number.
There you go.
35 seasons.
Oh. Yeah, right now we're on what? Frank DePino. Or Larry Bittner, 33.
Larry Bittner, very good.
He was 33, then he changed to 28.
That may have to be a trivia question on Beer Money coming up soon. Gary, thanks so much.
Thank you. I love you guys. You guys do great on the Beer Money, and thanks for taking the time to interview me.
That was fun. So the next time you're at Wrigley Field, look up to the press box and wave to that guy in the corner of the third base side of home plate. That's Gary Pressey, the man behind the music. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast. We're on pace for 1.3 million downloads this year, so spread the word. Maybe we'll go for 1.5 million. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. Thanks for listening to the Cubs Talk Podcast, presented by Wintrust Community Bank. Take care and fly the W.